The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, if you're thinking about getting fitter or stronger or simply moving more, John Belton, personal trainer, is here. And John is going to take your questions this morning. So we've been inviting you to get in touch on WhatsApp 087 1400 106. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. So we're talking about people trying to get into a routine, or maybe just starting from like, I'm doing nothing. How do I begin? How do you answer that question?
Well, I always say this, when people feel so overwhelmed, and it is daunting before you walk into a gym. But one thing to remember is that starting out on your fitness journey is when you get the most gains.
Can I stop you? Do you have to walk into a gym to start?
That's actually a great point. You don't even have to walk into a gym. And in every question in the fitness industry should start with the response of it depends, because there's no one size fits all. So everyone needs a different approach to their fitness. Everyone, you know, some people may need to go into a gym. Some people may need a community of people to get them going. And for others, they may only need 5 minutes per day to get started. So I guess really before any of this, you precede it with going, well, what's your baseline? And if it's a case of perhaps someone has to lose a lot of weight, they're self-conscious, they don't want to go into a gym, little steps in an accumulated volume over a month make a huge difference, you know, compounding.
5 minutes is enough, is it, if you're doing nothing?
The power of 5 minutes is actually something that, I mean, 20 years ago, I wouldn't have said this, or even 10 years ago, but simply getting someone to start their morning with some mobility work, a couple of squats, and then going on about their day, it changes your mindset for the whole day. You get a feel of, you know, good feeling from exercise, you start eating healthier, and everything does spiral from there.
I like this message, and thanks for sending them in. We've got a good few coming in for you, John. I try to work out every day, but some days I really struggle to motivate myself and I don't feel like going. Then my mental health plummets if I don't go. Then I beat myself up if I fail. So how do I motivate myself? So I'm sure you hear about that all the time.
Yeah, there's two pieces to that. First of all, for those who are motivated enough to go and who are training a lot, they have to be careful not to do too much, because overtraining or under recovering, as it's also kind of described as, is a real thing. You can do too much and that can then lead to, you know, feeling a bit burnt out, feeling perhaps a little bit sad, tired, fatigued, even flu-like symptoms can come from overtraining. So keeping an eye on what you're doing. If you're someone who feels you need to exercise every day for your mental health, etc., then I recommend doing some strength work, some aerobic work, but also some yoga or kind of more chilled stuff as well. It doesn't always have to be, it shouldn't always be high intensity work. Now, for the person who's not motivated and wants to get started, one thing that's really important is that motion and just movement builds motivation. If you're waiting for motivation to just come and hit you in the face, you're going to be waiting.
So you have to push yourself.
You have to, push is the wrong word. You just have to start with a sit. And that's where the 5 minute thing kicks in, because that 5 minute will eventually turn into 10. And I have days where I'm like, oh God, I don't have time to fit this workout in, but I'll do something and I'll get started. And oftentimes then you have a 20 or 25 minute workout, but it's brilliant and you get a great kick from it. It keeps you going.
I can really understand though that person, because I'll be there. I need to exercise, need to fit this into the day, but I also need to make dinner and I need to take people's three different activities. And then the clock is ticking down and then it's 9 o'clock at night and you can't exercise or you'll never go to sleep.
Yeah, I know. And the problem is we're getting so much information thrown at us. You need to sleep more. You need to eat healthier. You need to exercise this. You need to do zone two. And it's so overwhelming, and really just wind it right back. And on that day where you've only got 15 or 20 minutes, or maybe if there's a parent who has kids pulling out of them, do something simple that maybe involves activity with the kids. Just keep yourself moving, because we think about, oh God, if I don't have that workout done on Wednesday, my whole week has gone out the window. And I always use the phrase of zoom out by a week and even a month. And look at, if you can get 15 to 20 workouts in your month, that's fantastic. If you can get three to five workouts in your week, that's fantastic. So if 2 days slip, you've got the rest of the week to try and make that back up again.
I'm smiling at this text message that's just dropped in. I want to start working out. Do I need to take protein shakes? What about creatine? Because I want to look like Brad Pitt in Fight Club. Now, solve that one for me, John.
That's an easy fix, of course. Hey, listen.
Do you need to take all that stuff, though?
The key word there, that's their supplements. And supplements do exactly that. They supplement a healthy diet. So you got to start with the right pillars, which are sleep, hydration, and, you know, a healthy nutritional plan, which means balance, eating clean, healthy foods as much as you can, and having a little bit of pizza and maybe a glass of wine. if you're ticking all those boxes and you need a little bit more support, yes, taking protein is good. But the studies and the research behind creatine is now huge for much more than just exercise and making you look like Brad Pitt. Neurodegenerative stuff like Parkinson's, etc. Even for pregnant women, there's now data to support that taking creatine is extremely beneficial. So taking a small dose regularly of creatine has been proven to be something that we should all be taking.
It's horrible though, isn't it?
But you can get different brands. There's different brands that dilute down better. I won't name any of them on air, but there are different brands that are better and dilute down. Some people complain about the chalky texture.
Yeah, it can
too.
Be a bit gritty.
You can hide it in your smoothie. You can take it in warm water and it's actually absorbed better in warm water and breaks down better as well. Some people put it in their coffee. You can hide it. Hide these things throughout your day. You know.
Okay. Claire has been in touch and wants to know if you have any tips for fueling for training or running if using a GLP-1 weight loss, because the appetite is reduced, so it's hard for her to get the calories in.
Yeah, that's a super question. And the GLPs are presenting all of these amazing stats that people are getting, but also these problems where people, their training is not getting maybe what they need. They're losing muscle tissue, etc. So in that instance, something that's easily absorbable like a carbohydrate gel is actually a great thing if you're running and training like that, because it's quick absorbed. You will feel the energy from it. You'll get through your workout, but there's a real conscious effort needed to get adequate micronutrients in there as well, which are your vitamins and minerals, which you get from your berries and your fruit and your veg and colour in your diet. So the carbohydrate gels are the solution.
Okay, what about somebody on GLP-1s, like doing a lot of running? Is that a good idea if you're not getting the nutrients
in? It isn't a bad
idea.
Yeah, it depends on the dosage of it as well and perhaps how much weight they've lost and need to lose. Because if you're quite heavy and running isn't always the best form of exercise because it can be a bit too much trauma in the joints. But if you've dropped body fat, you're on GLP-1s and you enjoy running, there's absolutely no reason why you can't continue running. But again, just make sure you're fueling up. If you're doing more exercise, if you're coming from sedentary and doing more exercise, although you want to go calorie restriction to lose weight, you will need to, at some stage on that journey, start increasing calories again to meet the demands of exercise, or else you will plateau with your training again.
You mentioned at the beginning, you know, people who are starting to exercise, if they have weight to lose or they'd like to lose a couple of pounds or maybe a lot of weight. Is that the best place to start with exercise for that reason?
As in, is
it going to give you the results?
I think that what I see when clients coming into me in the gym is that weight, they're storing body fat, and that's the symptom that's made them self-conscious and they want to change. But the reality is there's lots of other reasons to start exercising. Storing body fat is a symptom of a system that's under pressure for whatever reason, and you're now storing body fat metabolically, hormonally, or otherwise. So losing weight is a great motivator to get you in the gym, but I don't think it's something that keeps you there for long-term training. So that's where goals come in, and goals are extremely important, that you have big picture goals and that you have little, you know, 6-week goals and 2-week goals or goals for the day or week. So it's a good reason to start, but I don't think it's a good reason to sustain it. I think down the road, to get a better healthy relationship with your body and with exercise, it's good to have an event, or, you know, maybe just being able to pick your grandkids up in 5 years or something like that, that keeps you going, because I think it's changes.
Well, that's interesting that you mention a goal, because those small goals are good things to aim for with fitness, right? You know, I want to try and be able to do this, or I want to, I don't know, whether it's run a 10K or a 5K, so that you can see the changes happening and you can see that you've managed to do something that you couldn't do 6 weeks ago.
It's really important. And it keeps us motivated. People are rewarded by different things. For some, it's, you know, the achievement of that target, that data, that digit. For others, it's the emotion of, you know, someone saying, oh my God, you've achieved this, you're great. And for other people, it's a health thing. So find out what motivates you and find a goal that works for your motivation instead of just jumping on. Personally, I've ran numerous marathons and I've never finished a marathon and I went, my God, that was the most amazing thing I've ever experienced. I'd nearly get more out of like running a marathon with someone for their first time, regardless of it, and seeing them accomplish it. So different things motivate different people. It's not just a standard, if you run a 5 or 10K, you're going to be motivated for life and it's going to motivate you.
This one is interesting. This person wants to get fit, but they're socially anxious and they don't want to face the gym at busy times. What can I do? I'd say there's more people than we realise who feel like that.
Yeah. When I started working in the industry, I worked in membership retention, Fido in Ireland. That was my job. So I spoke to all of these people I was like, well, you know, why haven't you come in for your fitness assessment yet? Is there anything I can do to get you started? And the amount of people who are self-conscious, it blew me away. And it was a great insight into it. So now we live in this amazing world where you can do so much online. You can do both Zoom workouts. There's apps. There's all this stuff where you can start yourself at home. You can start by just going for a walk, getting out in nature, which I'm a huge fan of. But also just, I know this doesn't really, you know, help in some ways, but when you go into a gym, everybody else that's in the gym, you're actually in an environment with people who are on a similar journey to you. So you couldn't be in a better place in a lot of ways, because whether it's somebody who's in there and they're a bodybuilder, or someone who's in there to run their first marathon, or someone who's just in there to train, you're around other people who are driven, who want to achieve things, who are on a similar journey to you. So you're actually going into an environment that's it's a good fish tank to be in, because you will grow based on the energy around you. Now, I know that doesn't say, like, that it's still a very overwhelming thing, but the reality is a lot of those people in there are so focused on their own journeys, they don't even see you coming into the gym.
Yeah, I suppose so. Everyone has that image of somebody, you know, throwing the weights around and grunting and flicking their sweat. It's a turn off for some people.
No, I get that.
But there are other ways to do it though, right?
Pick the right gym,
Pick the right gym, but also you don't have to go to the gym, right? You know, there are different ways to train.
Exactly.
Yeah, we can go for a walk.
And go for a walk, get outside, get out in nature, go up to the DSPCA and take a dog out for a walk around. They've a 20-acre site there, and you can go up and take a dog for a walk. It's a lovely thing to do. I often send clients out there when they don't know how to get their steps in. There's lots of ways to do this. But just start. That's really the message.
And just on the creatine, always check with your medical expert, with your advisor when you're pregnant before you take anything. But John, thank you so much. That's John Belton.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.